We thought it would be useful.
Hola.
To have a conversation about what is happening with Spanish language countries and e-books. As you know, as we all know, Spanish, like English, is spoken in many countries around the world, but unlike English, e-books have been slow to develop in these territories. So we asked Patricia Ansibia, sitting in the middle here, who's the editorial director for international digital content at Barnes & Noble, to assemble a group to discuss this topic. They're now on stage. I'll let Patricia introduce them. So please welcome Patricia Ansibia and a conversation about Spanish digital development.
Hola. So I was telling Mike that we are going to have to hold the entire conversation in Spanish, and then Santos is going to speak in Catalan. But he didn't like it. So Santos Palazzi is the head of mass market and digital at Grupo Planeta. Grupo Planeta is the sixth largest publishing group in the planet. It's the leading... It's true. Redundant, bilingual. And it's also it's the leading publisher in Spanish language. It's also a media group. It owns bookstores. And it's been all together with the two other larger groups in the Spanish language market that are Santillana and Random House Mondadori. It started a couple of years ago with a digital book in Spanish for the big titles, and they started by creating Libranda, that is a digital distribution platform, which Arantza Larrauri is the CEO. And she aggregates both books from the big three, which is how we call the big publishers in the Spanish language world, or at least how we call them in the US, and then content from a lot of other publishers, independent, both in Spain and also in Latin America, right? And so, well, I wanted to talk with them because there is a whole thing. There are a lot of issues in developing the Spanish language digital market, and one of them seems to be that there are a lot of Spanish speakers, almost 500 million people, 47 million of which live in Spain, but most of them live in Latin America. And however, the developments are starting mostly in Spain, as well as the sales. And the numbers are problematic because, well, there are in print books in any given country, print live books, something between 90,000 and 400,000 titles. Spain is the most. And there are only top 60,000 titles available in EPUB in Spanish. And that counts duplicated, triplicated, 1,000 million versions of one title. It counts self-publishing. It counts public domain. It counts a lot of things. There are, in the industry, I think at this point, big publishing books no more than 15,000, right? So one of the questions I wanted to start to ask to both of you is, Santos, if you want to start, why there are so fewer titles in, well, there are 3 million in English, there are only 60,000, maybe, in Spanish, and where there are few titles, what's your take on that?
Can you hear me? Yeah. Few titles. There are a few titles if we compare that to the English-speaking titles, of course, English titles. But it's a matter of time. We started selling e-books two years ago, whereas in the U.S. it started in 2007, or even before with Sony. So we have some delay at one point, but I can tell you that today, for major publishing houses, 80-90% of our front list catalog is being published simultaneously in print and digital. One issue, and it took almost 1 year to solve, is some agents and authors were reluctant to let digital rights to the publishing houses. It took more than 1 year to convince them. And basically, the main reason why this happened is because of piracy. Piracy is a big issue in Spain, and the main solution to fight piracy is to have a legal catalog available at bookstores, at e-retailers. So this is the reason why catalog is still small, but growing every month.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I would like to add is that, as Santos said, the three major publishers, seven publishers in fact, started two years and a half ago with Libranda distributing the content. But recently we have seen that 50 more publishers, small, medium publishers, have just started in Spain in the last year. So, as Santos said, it's a matter of time. They are starting with few titles, but very, very important, the most important of their catalogs, especially new releases. The long tail is still waiting, so until the market grows.
So, and talking about the market growing, how are sales of digital in Spanish?
The market now, unfortunately, it's only 1%, I would say, compared to print books. It's 1%, and we hope that we can double. I wouldn't say double next year, but in two years double, let's see. Because we are seeing that publishers are committed to this thing. Santos mentioned the piracy. It's a big concern for publishers in Spain. And the good thing here is that everyone has understand that if the titles are in the market, the legal titles, probably will be the best way to stop, in a way, part of this problem. So that's why I think that we can double maybe next year or in 2 years we double this figure.
Yeah, total market is 1% and it's still very small. For Planeta, which is the leading publishing house in Spain and Latin America, we will multiply by 8 the digital size. So this is a big increase, but still small compared to overall print sales. Main reason for that is first more catalog. In the last year, we've digitized more than 1,000 titles, basically front list. And second is the arrival of international retailers in Spain. It started in September last year, where Apple launched in Spain, followed by Amazon, and now it's Google. So we've seen really market being developed by the arrival of these retailers. We're expecting Barnes & Noble to launch in Spain, and as well as Kobo. So we'll hear from them possibly soon, and this will make the market grow significantly.
Mm-hmm. But you were saying that this year of the new titles, you were saying before, there are one of every four titles published is now a digital ISBN, right? And that you had seen increase in sales in the last 6-8 months.
Yeah, that's right. In the last quarter, every four ISBNs, new ISBNs published by Spaniards, one of every four is a digital book. So all publishers, are developing their list in digital.
And what is going on with sales in Latin America, right? Because we are basically talking about Spain and sales in Latin America is kind of nil. So what is going on there?
In Latin America, we started maybe 1 year and a half ago. We started operations with the Spanish and Latin American publishers in Mexico, Argentina, Chile, and Colombia. These four countries, basically. And what we have seen is that we expected more sales there. We hope it grows, but unfortunately, they are only 3% of our sales come from Latin America, and the markets there are very big, are huge, but only 3% of our sales come from there. The thing is that we understand that the retailers in Latin America, and out of these 3%, most of it comes from Argentina and Mexico, but especially Argentina. And the thing is that we saw that the retailers there. We think that we need to have more commitment from the retailers in these countries, in the sense that the retailers are using technologies that are not comparable to Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Apple, Kobo. They don't have this global ecosystem, unique cloud-based ecosystem. So the people in those countries don't feel that it's easy to buy e-books there. it's quite complicated to download an ebook through these retailers. And this is, for me, from my point of view, one of the main problems. And the other problem is the titles, the local titles, that we don't have enough local titles.
Why there aren't enough local titles?
Because there's no market, but it's again, who's first? there's no market because there are no titles. There's no market because local retailers are not doing enough to put in place a nice and an easy ecosystem. I think it's all of them together. So there are lots of local authors, very important authors in Latin America, which don't have a digital book already in the market. So we are trying hard to convince our Latin American and publishers to convert, to digitize more frontlist titles and put them for sale. But today it's only 10% of the total catalog is coming from Latin America. The rest is 100% Spanish or translations. Mm-hmm.
Quite recently, we have seen that since the big players of the world are telling that or are saying that they are going to arrive to go to Latin America to sell ebooks, we have noticed in Libranda, when we talk with the retailers of Mexico, Colombia, Argentina, we have noticed a big concern about this issue, and I'm feeling that they want to change part of the technology. They want to be more committed to the ebook sales in their countries. It happened the same in Spain when Amazon, Apple arrived. A lot of local chains improved their technology, and they started to talk about the ebooks in their bookstores, and they haven't done it before. So sometimes competitors challenge you, no?
Yeah, it's the same situation as it was in Spain 1.5 years ago. So we were not convinced, still convinced, some of the publishers. But I think at the moment, one of the big retailers are launching in Latin America, all the publishers will start digitizing much more.
And you also commented, we were speaking before, that the composite, the kind of categories that are available, right? That not the same books sell in Latin America as well as the kind of books that are selling in Europe and the US, right?
Yeah, this is more a guess than a fact. But I think, and Michael pointed out just a few minutes ago, I think Latin America will be a more professional, academic, book-driven, e-book-driven countries. Because they like education. I mean, the Latin Americans, they need to train themselves and to learn. So the books are a way to achieve this learning. So our guess is that we'll sell much more non-fiction books in Latin America than we do in Spain, which is a fiction-driven country.
How is the catalog of non-fiction books in Spanish at this point, Arantxa?
It's very low. It's out of in Libranda, out of the titles you mentioned that we have 70,000 you mentioned in Spanish. We are distributing 12,000. These 12,000 are the titles of the biggest publishers, the most important ones. And out of these 12,000, probably nonfiction, maybe it's only out of these maybe 10-15% of the catalog. The other is fiction. So fiction is still it's currently what we are selling more in Spain and in United States. I hope we talk later, no, about the United States. So this is the main books that drive the purchase is fiction.
Yeah, and sorry, apart from that, some of the non-fiction books available today are PDFs. So publishers are not investing in good digitalization. So, and we should be aware that EPUBs are the only format. PDF, we should go away from PDFs. The reading experience is not good. So it's still non-fiction, it's a PDF offer.
So, what about the sales in the United States?
In the U.S.
To the 55 million Latinos living there, 36 million of which read in Spanish.
Yeah, for us, still not very high, because we haven't reached agreements with some of the big retailers there. I will not mention anybody, but we're still discussing contracts, and but we are already working with Barça Novel, of course, and we are selling okay. Mm-hmm. We are doing okay, but we think the potential is much higher. If our catalog were distributed with all the retailers.
Mm-hmm. We as overall Libranda, we are seeing that United States means 8% of the sales. It's higher than Latin America.
Overall. So it's the country number two. Country number two, and I think
this is growing. And once all publishers that we are distributing reach agreements with major retailers there, it will grow. So it's very, very, very important. It's growing.
So I have a question. Do you think that sales in the Americas could grow with a different pricing policy from ebooks coming from Spain?
Absolutely. I think we're not doing all the effort we should do in pricing. Price, not only in the States, but also in Latin America. I think we should locally go in depth in pricing. And this is something we have not done. We are taking a Spanish price as a reference, and we take out VATs or sales taxes, and this is converted into local currencies, more or less the price we are using in all the countries. And this is something we should not continue doing. So local pricing is important, and in the US, of course, and we should be aware of that. But this is something that we haven't done yet.
Arantxa, there's always an issue in between Spanish language countries, that is, there's no distribution in between the countries, right? So one of the things is you can get books from Spain, in the print world, you can get books from Spain in every big city in Latin America. But it's very hard to get a book from Mexico in Peru or from Argentina in Colombia, et cetera, right? And one would think that with digital, these problems are solved, right? We still have the problem that there's not a lot of the Latin American catalog out there. Mm-hmm. But do you see an increase in demand from Latin America about the distribution of global catalogs in Spanish?
Well, it's interesting because I think this is a huge opportunity, of course, for readers. The thing is that at the beginning, when publishers and Libranda started operating in Latin America, we separated very well the frontiers of each country. I mean, we started with retailers in Mexico, and they could only sell in Mexico. With retailers in Colombia, they could only sell in Colombia. And now what we are seeing is those retailers that are more committed with international, I'm smiling because one of them is there, that are more committed to sell our content, they are asking for opening the geo-blocking. Of course, this is an issue because all the fiscal and currency, as Santos mentioned, is specific for each country, but those retailers that are serious and demonstrate that they can manage all this complexity, because it's very complex, publishers are opening the doors for this, and this will help a lot, because if you do such an investment that you want to reach all Latin America, you need to have the rights to sell everywhere. If not, your money get lost. No, so I think I understand retailers that are complaining because we open a little bit late this geo-blocking, but it's happening and this will help. Yes.
So Santos, you commented earlier that 25% of the books published in Spain, approximately, are translations from other language into Spanish, right?
Print books, yeah.
Of the print books, and there's something that is being talked about all the time in the industry these days, that is that publishers in US and in UK are considering translating their own titles their own from English into Spanish, right? And everybody sees the potential of a 500 million people market. And how is the Spanish industry and the Spanish language publishing industry reacting to that? And what's the take about that?
Well, of course, digital means that there's no logistics, no printing. So it makes it much more easier to go abroad only by translating it. The issue is first is how do you promote? How do you give visibility to such an author or such title. This is, as Michael mentioned 5 minutes ago, digital services are global, but ebook retailing, ebook selling is local. So probably if some American company, American publishing, translates a well-known author in Spanish, it will, and distribute it in all retailers, it will sell, of course, because the author is already known. But for non, for authors which are not known, you need, I think you will need also local marketing, online marketing, and to gain visibility. So this is a threat, and we will live with that. But make it the other way around. We will translate Spanish publishers, and that might be appealing to English language readers, and we can work out with main retailers and try to sell them in the UK and the US. So it's both ways.
So what are the next steps in the industry to start to increase sales in different territories? I mean, in the Americas, and while the sales kept growing in Spain.
Well, we in Spain, the thing is that we already have the big players there, and we are focusing not only in the big players as distributors. We also are, our interest is that the competition is high, a lot of players in the market. So we try to help the local retail channels and the local independent bookstores with technology so that they can sell books. We would like to have a lot of people selling ebooks, not only five big players. And in fact, what is happening is that we have, when we compare the share of all the retailers in Spain compared to other countries in Europe or United States, that the figures are not mentioned, but sometimes you hear figures about other markets. We see that in Spain the sales are more atomized. How do you say that? How do you say that in English? That are more dispersed.
Are less concentrated.
And this is from the distribution perspective good. And so we are trying to help all these bookstores. We are focusing on libraries now. We are opening the channel of libraries in Spain and Latin America. They can help a lot in the ebook development too. So from the distribution perspective, that's what we are doing.
And we're expecting also new business models being launched, like subscription models. Mm-hmm. We've seen a couple of initiatives already in Spain, like 24 Symbols or Bookwo, but we'll see more initiatives coming out in the next months.
But you mean to expand those initiatives to Latin American
markets?
Yeah.
I think they will go abroad.
Okay. Mike is telling us to leave.
We have one more.
No.
Thank you.